Our psalm today, Psalm 119, is a wisdom psalm. It's the longest psalm. It is 175 verses. There are 22 stanzas, one stanza for each of the 22 letters of the Hebrew alphabet. Each line begins with the same letter in each stanza, going from Aleph to Beit to Gimel, the Hebrew letters. This is a great way for the people of God to learn the Hebrew ABCs. It's full of wisdom about the Word of God and what our relationship to God should be like. It's a prayer full of wisdom and joy, and it celebrates the power and wonder of Scripture. I treasure your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you, the psalmist prays. And so we commit Scripture to memory. We hide it in our hearts. We wisely store it in our memory banks so that in our time of need we may retrieve it and find it useful and encouraging and find our strength. Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, which a person finds and covers up. Then in his joy he goes and sells all that he has and buys the field. John McCain, a veteran of the Vietnam War and a senator who recently went home to be with his Lord, during the Vietnam War was shot down from his plane, nearly killed, and then a prisoner of war in Hanoi for 6 years. He was tortured. He and other American prisoners were denied anything they wanted, including Bibles. But John McCain and the other prisoners were able to remember the liturgy of their youth and the scripture that they memorized in their churches. This treasure buried deep within their souls could not be taken away from them. In their time of trouble, through the darkness and their solitary confinement and torture, they were encouraged by the treasure trove of God's word that they buried there years before in the hearts of their childhood. I treasure your word in my heart so that I may not sin against you. This meditation and pondering of the words of the Bible will direct and illuminate our paths. Just as Psalm 119 will later say, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. The power of God's word prevents us from harming others and ourselves and dishonoring God. It keeps us close to the heart of God in our words, in our thoughts, and in our lives so that we would glorify him. That is the wisdom of Jesus' teaching in our gospel. God's commandments are not there just to give the outward appearance of doing right and godly living. It's not enough that we have not physically murdered or committed adultery. God is concerned about our whole being, our bodies, our souls, and our spirits. One rabbinical commentator says of Psalm 119 in this verse, mere knowledge of Torah is not enough. Its words must be meditated upon and kept in the fore of one's mind. Only in this way will the believer produce the salutary effect of refining one's character and conduct and bring us closer to God. God wants not just our actions to line up with his will. He wants our thoughts to be transformed. He wants our words to flow from hearts filled with the treasure of his word. He wants us to hit the bullseye of his target, which is obedience and loving God with our whole being and loving one another just as Christ loved you and me. One of my Hebrew professors in seminary told all of us students that we should commit Psalm 119, verse 18, to memory in Hebrew. This is how important he believed this verse to be for the student and especially the preacher of God's word. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous things from your law. This is a beautiful reminder that there are wondrous things in the Bible. There are many marvels that should surprise us. There's a lifetime of discovery waiting for us in the pages of Scripture that will leave us in awe and wonder. The 19th century London preacher Charles Spurgeon said, "There's no greater crime than to bore people with God's word," speaking especially to preachers. Our prayer as speakers, and it should be our prayer as hearers of the word, is for God to open our eyes that we might also behold wondrous things. That God would unveil our hearts and our minds so that we would see, hear, and taste that the Lord is good indeed. Just as the German reformer Martin Luther reminds us in the Catechism, we cannot, by our own reason or strength, believe in him or come to him. We prayerfully receive the work of the Holy Spirit through his word to help us better understand, direct our paths, and lead us to wisdom and celebration. After the disciples heard Jesus explain how the Old Testament scripture is all about him on the road to Emmaus, they begin to understand how much treasure there is about Christ in the stories written in the whole Bible. They said to one another, "Did not our hearts burn within us while he talked to us on the road? Did not our hearts burn within us when he opened to us the scriptures?" Jesus makes our hearts burn with joy and wonder and awe. And Jesus often opens the minds of his disciples to better understand the scriptures. And so we pray that he would open for us this treasure trove from Genesis to Revelation, that our hearts would burn within our breasts each and every day as we journey through this life and discover the relevance of him who died and rose again for our lives and livelihood. We will not just be more informed, more obedient, but we will become true worshipers. God will put a song in our hearts and joy in our hearts, filled with his wonder and awe, marveling at just how great our God is, pondering and treasuring in our hearts the gift of his Son. Receiving the strength to comprehend the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, that we may be filled with all the fullness of God. Grant us grace to see thee, Lord, present in thy holy word. Grace to imitate thee now, and be pure as pure art thou, that we might become like thee at thy great epiphany, and may praise thee ever blessed, God in men may manifest. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.